This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The city of Craig has been awarded a grant for $1,051,000 to purchase property for a new business and industrial park. It will have access to the Union Pacific Rail Line and First Street in Craig. It's a coal transition grant awarded through the Office of Just Transition. The project has also received $2.5 million in congressionally designated spending to cover other infrastructure costs. A second grant for $100,000 was awarded to the Rio Blanco Water Conservancy District for a survey on the potential impacts of a new reservoir in Rio Blanco County. Health officials are reminding folks to get vaccinated against flu and COVID-19. Statewide hospital admissions are going up. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment has released numbers for COVID-19 immunization rates. 15.7% of residents in Rout County have been vaccinated, 6.4% in Moffat County, 5.9% in Jackson County, and 2.4% in Rio Blanco County. Most vaccinations are paid for through insurance, or they are available at low or no cost at your county public health office. The new website, YampaValleyResources.org, has launched. It's a collaborative effort of local groups to work collectively to improve health and well-being systems and decrease health disparities in the Yampa Valley. It's one centralized website with local resources to be used by providers, care coordinators, and community members led by the Health Partnership. Winter Carnival gets going today. Tonight is History Happy Hour in Olympian Hall, hosted by Tread of Pioneers Museum. You can meet three generations of the Lighted Man. Grand Marshals of Winter Carnival this year are Rick and Heather DeVos. Winter Carnival Queen is Merritt Flanagan. Junior attendants are Ella Wilson and Nora Graham. Women United and United Way of the Yampa Valley is hosting a free credit class. It's at 6 o'clock tonight in SB 215 at Colorado Mountain College in Simo Springs. The instructor is Catherine Peterson. Classes include a free meal. Child care is available upon request. You can register through the community calendar on our website or at unitedwayoftheyampavalley.org. Today is Tourism Day in Denver. Moffat County Tourism has a contingency in attendance to meet with local legislators to discuss the importance of tourism in Moffat County in Colorado. Simo Christian Academy is hosting an admissions preview night for the next school year. It's at 6:30 tonight at the school at 821 Doherty Road. The Yampa Egeria Historical Society is having their annual membership drive. Dues are $20 for the year. And you can stop by the Yampa Museum to find out more or send a payment to the Historical Society at P.O. Box 1 in Yampa. Registration is open for the 2025 Emerald Mountain Epic. It's August 2nd and 3rd on Emerald Mountain and Howson Hill. The event options include a 52-mile bike ride and half and full marathon runs and duo relays. Early registrations encouraged. The race has athletes from all over the country. 100% of the proceeds benefit local nonprofits. That's Rout County Riders and Partners for Youth. Register at Emerald Mountain Epic, and that's mtn.org. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.